This goes to the Family Practice Residency Clinic. Fax is 989-629-8145. Regarding Lee, L-E-E, Burke, B-U-R-K, Jr., his date of birth, February 25th of 1960. Dear sirs, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Burke with diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. His last visit was August 17th of 2021. He was recently diagnosed with large cell lymphoma within the last week after developing a large lump in his throat and dysphagia. He will be having a Metaport inserted and then will be starting chemotherapy. He also was hospitalized at Gratiot Medical Center February 23rd. He had acute deep vein thrombosis of the left lower leg and also bilateral pulmonary emboli. He did stabilize after that admission, and at that time they weren't aware that he had lymphoma. He is hoping his kidneys will remain stable throughout chemotherapy. He denies chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, no cough or sputum production. He does still have dysphagia without nausea or vomiting. No bowel changes, blood or melena. Minimal edema is unchanged. No claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the furosemide or Lasix, 40 milligram daily as needed for edema, but he rarely uses that. He's on Levemir, Victoza, anticoagulated. He's also anticoagulated with Xarelto, 15 milligram daily. He takes metformin, Synthroid, Glipizide, Chlorthalidone also. He does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, weight is 303 pounds, and that's a 5-pound increase over the last 7 months. And blood pressure is 128 over 72. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 22nd of 2022. Creatinine was improved at 1.0, sodium 136, potassium 4, carbon dioxide 2.5, albumin 3.9, calcium 8.8, hemoglobin is 14.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with improved creatinine levels, large cell lymphoma, and we'll be starting chemotherapy soon. Hypertension is well controlled. We've asked the patient to start having lab studies done for us once monthly. He should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and we're going to have him rechecked by this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.